This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Meal use is projected at 3.5 million bales, while exports are projected to climb to 12 million bales. The estimated total offtake stands at 15.5 million bales. With beginning stocks of 3.4 million bales, this would result in the U.S. ending stocks of 4.9 million bales on July 31st of 2013, and a stocks-to-use ratio of 31.6%.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Final planted area for 2011 and 2012 was pegged at 14.74 million acres and final harvested area estimated at 9.46 million acres. The 2011-2012 national upland yield is estimated at 790 pounds per harvested acre, 32 pounds below the five-year average of 822 pounds. The estimated national average of extra long staple yield of 1,340 pounds per harvested acre represents a 75-pound increase in yield when compared to the five-year average. USDA's report has 2011 and 2012 meal use and exports both unchanged from last month at 3.4 million bales and 11.4 million bales, respectively. The estimated total offtake now stands at 14.8 million bales, generating ending stocks of 3.4 million bales and a stocks-to-use ratio of 23%.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Meal use is set at almost 110 million bales. With beginning stocks at 66.8 million bales, this would result in a world ending stocks of 73.75 million bales on July 31, 2013, and a stocks to use ratio of 67.1%. For the 2011-2012 marketing year, world production was estimated to be 123 million bales, down 100,000 bales from the April report. World meal use was lowered 1.25 million bales to 106 million bales. Consequently, world ending stocks are estimated to be 66.8 million bales with a stocks-to-use ratio of 62.8%.